Once upon a time...
Successful and familiar name recording Jesus Rock, there are five groups singing religious music anywhere they can. Groups with such names as the Children of Light, Sea of Galilee, or the JC Power Outlet. The group here is called Gentle Faith. They've given up their old ways for the Jesus movement, and they say their main contribution is their music.
Our prayer for a community of celebration must be rooted in the pulsing life moments of this people. Words which have the content of the now. We need the courage to speak out our joys and concerns, that these speaking words would form the ground of prayer, freshly phrased for this time of gathering. It's a lot like jazz. You have to be open to the spontaneous creativity that is possible when a people gathers. Yesterday's sounds were good for that time, but today's filled with new possibilities and new opportunities. Your aliveness will form this prayer. Take the risk to stand up and to stand out, as truth must. Give sound to your prayer.
Thank you. last breath.
Wood mixed up.
Pollution rampant everywhere.
Wood mixed up.
On the streets and in the air.
Wood mixed up.
Moral breakdown of the mind.
Wood mixed up.
Permissiveness of every kind.
Wood mixed up.
Dirty words on public walls.
Wood mixed up.
Smut and filth that just appalls.
Wood mixed up.
An unwed mother with her child.
Wood mixed up.
Marred by sex and parties wild.
Wood mixed up.
A wood mixed up. A wood mixed up. A wood mixed up. A wood mixed up. A wood mixed up.
Wood mixed up.
No respect within the law.
Wood mixed up.
Flaunting each and every flaw.
Wood mixed up.
Shops are lifted every day.
Wood mixed up.
People cheat in every way.
Wood mixed up.
Jails are loaded to the doors.
Wood mixed up.
Every year the crime rate soars.
Wood mixed up.
Marriages are breaking down.
Wood mixed up.
Homes are crumbling to the ground.
Wood mixed up.
Smoking harms, we all admit.
Wood mixed up.
Lung disease, but we can't quit.
Wood mixed up.
A wood mixed up. A wood mixed up. A wood mixed up. A wood mixed up. A wood mixed up. A wood mixed up. A wood mixed up. Drugs are causing minds to blame. Wrecking lives each day portrayed. Suicide can have no word.
And I decided maybe I would pause. So I went in through an open door and down a marble corridor into the biggest room I ever saw. Well, there was 1,000 people in wooden seats that's tapping their shoes right on the beat, digging up where the sounds were coming from. I thought my eyes were jiving me, 'cause what I saw just couldn't be. Two guitars, some horns, a bass, and a set of drums. Now you're gonna say, what's wrong with that? If I would just remove my hat, then I'd find nothing under it but air. But don't be hasty, hear me out, 'cause this is what it's all about. It wasn't what those dudes were playing, it was where. And that ain't all that was going down. I'll tell you, when I looked around, most all them 1,000 folks were pushing 40. With suits and ties and faces shaved and ladies acting well behaved, I even think I saw old Mayor Yordy. You're in a hostile crowd. You're making a mistake you can't afford. But with a second look, as far as I could tell, there they were, alive and well, playing rock and roll on an altar of the Lord. Well, up one scale and down the other, with my guitar playing brother, just wailing long-haired praises to the sky. And sitting beside this freaked out band was a man in a robe with a cross in his hand, grinning a grin that stretched from eye to eye. When the music ended with an AC grunt, that dude in the robe, he got up front, his arms raised high for the man up there to see. And he said, Lord, our Savior, light and friend, give us the strength to not condemn that of those with whom we disagree. Took the book that he knew best, and he let his hand upon it rest, and looked right down into that congregation. And he said, sure as this church has a steeple, the good Lord, he loves all his people. Of the younger generation.
Come on down to the Jordan, be baptized and be saved while you can. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
I will baptize you with water, but the Christ will baptize you by Holy Ghost and fire. When you see the Spirit come to rest upon his head, you will know you're a Messiah.
I am the voice you have heard, crying warning through the land. Man.
I will baptize you with water, but the Christ will baptize you by Holy Ghost and fire. When you see the Spirit come to rest upon his head, you will know you're the
say, am I the guilty one? Deceiving serpent will lead them to grovel before times and fates, searching the movement of the stars. They will corrupt the earth with sorcery. We say to you, these things are happening now.
Step up, sit down, let me see your palm. Step up, sit down, just keep yourself calm. Converge in the depth of your hand. I can read every secret of your future is planned.
Step up, sit down.
I can understand. Step up, sit down. You know it's all in the sky. Step up, sit down. How you live when you die. Determined by the stars of the night, the patterns control you, so there's no use to fight.
Step up,
sit down. I'll help you see the light. Everything's determined, you can never be free. Your only choice, submission to your destiny. Step up, sit down, gaze into my eyes. Step up, sit down, as the body dies. Where spirits wander, we can never tell. Take my hand, I'll lead you through heaven and hell.
Step up, sit down,
I can teach you well. Sit down, I will teach you devotion. Yeah,
step up,
sit down. Come and sip my potion. For the spells I weave and the secrets I have made me lord of the night's design.
Step up,
sit down. I'm gonna make you.
Choice submission to your destiny.
Step up,
sit down.
I can make you see.
Peter, were you not with Jesus?
I know not what you say.
Him.
Yes, yes, you are one of them.
I was never
you three times. Oh, my Lord, forgive me.
To kill you, if you've done no wrong, give me evidence. Say something, anything, in your own defense. Give me one reason to set you free. For your own sake, man, say something to me.
Changing dimensions of the century's geography.
God, hear my prayer, where shall I pray?
A man prays where he is. Where shall I pray? Shall I pray?
Mm-hmm.
shall I pray?
There's a saloon down the street where you can make all the noise you want.
Where shall I pray?
Out there on the street.
Where shall I pray?
You can go to the temple.
Where shall I pray?
Go to a mosque.
Where shall I pray?
Go sit in a dang tree if it'll get you closer to God.
Where?
In the bush.
Where shall I pray?
Down in the bat cave.
Where?
In the jungle.
Where shall I pray?
In the mix.
Where shall I pray?
In the great big crowd.
Where shall I pray?
In time and space.
Tired and worn out. I feel like quitting the game and getting out. There's so many things I just can't face. I don't even feel like running in the race.
King Heroin is my shepherd, I shall always want. He maketh me to lie down in the gutter. He leadeth me beside troubled waters. He destroyeth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of wickedness for the effort's sake. Yea, I shall walk through the valley of poverty and will fear all evil. For thou, Heroin, art with me. Thy needle and capsule try to comfort me. Thou strippest the table of groceries in the presence of my family. Thou robbest my head of reason. My cup of sorrow runneth over. Surely heroin addiction shall stalk me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the damned forever.
Are full of murder and fighting. They gossip and speak evil of each other. Their minds teem with diabolical inventions.
does not leave me. How can I live when I cannot be free?
This will sound crazy, but after LSD, I felt I didn't exist anymore. I was nothing. I shouldn't be alive. I had no feeling of who I was. That so depressed me, I started on junk, heroin. Then I didn't feel anything. When I see some of these young people in the prime of life with their straggly hair, dirty clothes, and sleazy gait, herding together like a cult of uncivilized cave dwellers, I cannot help but wonder what will happen to them further down the trail.
There's no one who is good. We have all gone wrong. No one does just what is right. No.
My tongue, deadly words like venom stream down from my lips. My mouth is filled with bitter curses. We're so quick to hurt and kill. Hate and fear lie in our way. How can we ever find peace?
Where can we find someone to help us?
Of you at any race. See, I told you I'd be first into the tomb. Get away from the door, John. Make room, make room. By the hairs of my head, she was right, she was right. I can tell his body's gone. Even in this life, serpents are wise. Doves are always taken by surprise.
To see what I see, open wide your eyes. Facts out in this mystery that we should recognize. Peter, see what I see. Grave guard still in place. By some miracle, he's free, left without a trace. Peter, see what I see. Facts do not deceive. Who folded the napkin? Thieves just steal and leave. He is risen, I believe. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe.
There's a church within us, oh Lord. There's a church within us, oh Lord. Not a building, but a soul. Not a portion, but a whole. There's a church within us, oh Lord.
there's potential within us, oh Lord. Something stirring within us, oh Lord. Something straining to have birth, to be visible on earth. There's potential.
Birthright, you're number one today. Yeah, yeah. Once in a day. Yes, I'll say. What did you take that? I need to know.
The Lord is my shepherd. The city. The Lord is my shepherd. In a crowd, the Lord is my shepherd. In a jet, slicing through the sky, the Lord is my shepherd. In the middle of war, the Lord is my shepherd. At a funeral, the Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. My shepherd now. Right now.
The preceding brought to you by your station in observance of the 450th anniversary of the Reformation.
We'll be right back. Lord, I said it was very good.
A revelation, and it's our purpose in this discussion to lead some confused souls to the threshold of revelation and prepare the hearts for the dawning of the glorious truth.
Where are you going, Thomas? Where are you going?
Stupid idiot! Did you see that? Wouldn't you know, it's a woman. I'll show her. Way to go, lady!
Oh, honey, do you have to be such a beast? The poor woman was probably trying to take care of her kids or something. Good grief!
Look, don't bug me. No woman's gonna pull out in front of me and not hear about it.
Well, ta-ta, listen to the big man. Why is it that every time you get behind the wheel, you turn into a road monster? Isn't there anything that will ever change you?
Love can change the attitude. Love can change the mind. Love can make us likable. Love can make us kind. Love can break the barriers. Love can set us free. In other words, love can hold a new life for you and me.
Shoot, so Kickstarter drops September 1st, $50 for the book.
10 cents a page.
10 cents a page.
As a consumer, when I look at Kickstarter and I see people
that charge $20 for a regular comic. I all the time, I'm like, fuck this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I do support most of them. But, but you know, I'm asking, I think it's $52 for this book. But it's got so much in it, you know? I mean, I understand it's a big ask, especially in this economy, et cetera, you know? $52, another $10 of shipping, you know? What if you wanted a t-shirt? You know, shit's expensive, no doubt. But I feel like I'm giving value. Kill 666 superheroes, collect their heads, put it into the Satan machine, the misery machine, and we'll transport them to enlightenment, which isn't the realization that we're all in this together, but it's a club where the godlike figure is a DJ, you know, this DJ Megatrip guy. He takes the helm, this all-seeing eye helmet off, and it's Jesus underneath, you know? So it's like, boom, fuck you.
With a penis named after me, no less.
Yes, yes. Fire-breathing sentient penis, we call it. And you get that origin story in the next book.
Yeah, but, I can't wait.
I'm your only man, but don't do me nothing. walked in and looked at me with a smile upon his face. He was a cardboard figure. Behind him was a lot of empty space. He quickly whipped out his stethoscope and touched it to my breast. "Go ahead and talk, little lady," he said. "Get it off your chest." "I have nothing to say," I said. He looked at me with a leer. "Do what you have to do," I said. "Let me get out of here." "No, no, no," he said. "Here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna tell me every vivid detail of what that man did to you."
"Did you know that you are God's temple and that the Spirit of God is within you?"
Of immorality, a revelation.
Something about her, the way she sang a song, swelling deep within him, the feeling was so strong. Wanting to reach out, take her to his heart, longing to tell her he loved her from the
wrong.
What can you do when you feel it so strong?
Say it's wrong.
Sensing his feeling, she gazed in his eyes with one short glance. Despite religious law.